Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Let us turn now to Adam Schefter, our NFL ESPN insider. He's presented by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Adam, good morning. How are you? Say hello to Mike Pritchard.
Hello, Mike and Mike. How you guys doing? It's nice to be on with the Mike and Mike in the morning.
Yeah, that's right. You're actually talking to Mike and Mike like you have for so many years. Hey, bring us up to date with Patrick Mahomes and his impending contract, because I think Broncos country is sort of clinging to the idea, the hope that perhaps he signs such a big contract that it sort of hamstrings the Chiefs' ability moving forward to continue to build a really good team around him.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, we had that debate on Get Up All Morning here at ESPN and whether Patrick Mahomes should take less or shouldn't take less. And you know, I was of the mind that he should take every penny he could get. I mean, that's what he should do. And he's going to get a contract extension this offseason. Now, I heard the Chiefs general manager, Brett Veach, say this week that when he first saw Patrick Mahomes play, he felt like he was the greatest football player he had ever seen. Not the greatest player in the game today, Mike. The greatest player he had ever seen. And I think that tells you what they feel about him. And if the Chiefs were to win the Super Bowl, and they've already won the AFC Championship game, I mean, to me, they might as well just hand him a blank check and say, Patrick, fill in the numbers that you think are fair. Because I think that number is going to be, you know, $40 million a year plus. And, you know, it'll limit them some in what they can and can't do with other players. But the fact of the matter is, even if they're not as deep at other positions, they still have the greatest player that Brett Veach has ever seen. Plus, you know, I remember when John Elway was playing quarterback for all those years, and there would be free agents that would come through Denver. And I can't tell you the number of them that I always heard say that they wanted to come to Denver to play with John. Now, everybody wants to go play with somebody, and there'll be plenty of players who want to go play with Patrick Mahomes. But the fact of the matter is, everybody's also got a price. Yes, I want to play with John Elway. Yes, I want to play with Patrick Mahomes. But I'm not willing to do that for X number of dollars less. Now, if it's similar to the other offer I'm getting, if it's a little, yes, I'll go do that. And that'll give the Chiefs a built-in advantage, just as Denver, I think, had a built-in tie-breaking advantage for free agents when they had John playing quarterback. But, yeah, I mean, it'll restrict them some in terms of what they can spend on the players, but they still got that guy playing quarterback, so I wouldn't be too thrilled about that.
You know, Adam, I wonder at what point do we start talking about the other quarterback? Because I know a lot of hype is going to be about Patrick Mahomes, and you're going to have to build up certainly during Super Bowl week. But Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, in 26 starts, he's, what, 21-5? And I wonder when people are going to start talking about that guy and not equating him to Patrick Mahomes, but certainly being capable of winning a Super Bowl.
Well, Mike, what I would say to that, I guess, is what we've seen from Jimmy Garoppolo this postseason is that he threw a pick against the Vikings and the 49ers didn't let him throw the ball the rest of the game. They handed off. And then he threw 8 passes against the Packers. And I think we all know he's fully capable of playing exceptionally well. But we just haven't seen that from him because the 49ers haven't needed that from him. And so Patrick Mahomes has had almost duplicate performances where he's run for 53 yards in both games, where he's thrown for a ridiculous number of yards and touchdowns. They're almost similar numbers if you look at the performance in the divisional playoff and the conference championship game. But the fact of the matter is, he's aired out. Jimmy Garoppolo has not. He's been restrained. And they haven't won because of Jimmy Garoppolo. They've won in spite of him almost. Now, I think that they're going to have to open it up and wing it a bit more for the 49ers to keep up with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I don't think the 49ers are winning this game, but Jimmy Garoppolo throwing only 8 passes. I don't think that's going to happen. But, again, I think he's shown that when needed, he can do those things, but we haven't seen that this postseason so far.
Visit with Adam Schefter. Adam, let's bounce around and hit a few rapid-fire topics here. Phillip Rivers moving his family out of California back to Florida. What does that mean about where he plays next year? Or does he play next year?
Well, he wants to play next year. And I think he will play next year somewhere. The question is where. And just off that alone, I guess I would be surprised if it were back with the Chargers. It seems like he's moved on, and it seems like they're moving on. and that both sides are going their own separate ways. And when Philip Rivers takes his wife and 9 children and goes back to Florida, which he's done, I mean, if he intended to re-sign there, wouldn't you think that they would stay there?
Right. Eli Manning, surefire Hall of Famer?
I think so. You're talking about a guy who basically has, I think, arguably the most famous play in Super Bowl history, maybe the best throw in Super Bowl history, 2 plays that helped beat 2 Patriot teams in the Super Bowls. He prevented the Patriots from achieving their unbeaten season. He beat Brett Favre in the postseason. He beat Aaron Rodgers in the postseason. Aaron Rodgers had a 15-win team at one point in time when that happened. He's had some of the bigger wins. He's never been an off-the-field distraction. He's had top 10 quarterback numbers of all time. Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Adam, I heard you talking about this earlier, you know, the unprecedented free agency class from a quarterback position. I mean, you think about Tom Brady. Yeah. You and Mike talked about Philip Rivers a little bit there. Teddy Bridgewater, Mariota, Jameis Winston, perhaps. The chances that Cam Newton is a cap casualty and he's also a free agent this year?
I think that David Tepper, the Panthers' new owner, the one thing that he's very smart about, the guy's made more money than we'll all make in our lives together, I never dream of making, but I think he looks at Cam Newton as a value. I mean, this guy knows value. Cam Newton's scheduled to make, I think, $19 million next year. And you have to see how Matt Rule feels about him. But are they going to get a quarterback who's better than Cam Newton for a better price than $19 million? And so until that happens, he's a part of their plans. I mean, if they go out and they sign Philip Rivers or Drew Brees or Tom Brady or you pick the quarterback, yeah, maybe you move on from Cam Newton at that point in time and you see if you can trade him or whatever it may be. But they don't have another alternative right now. And so to me, until they do, Cam Newton's in their plans for the last year of his contract.
And the question that everyone has around the league right now, Tom Brady. I guess yeah. Robert Kraft came out and said that it's his, quote, plan to keep Brady in New England.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean much to me because, again, there are a lot of different voices and perspectives here, right? Robert Kraft has his opinion, and Bill Belichick has his opinion, and Tom Brady has his opinion, and Tom Brady's family has its opinion. So there are a lot of different voices with a lot of different desires and a lot of different needs. I think the bottom line is it's January 23rd, and we're wondering, questioning, debating, speculating where the greatest player in NFL history is going to play in 2020, because we don't know. Because it is far from a sure thing that he's going to be back in New England. And the fact that we're in this spot and wondering about that, that to me is very interesting. And that will be, I believe, the biggest story of the offseason. And I think it's just as likely that he moves on as it is that he stays in New England.
All right. Adam, great stuff. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate having me. Enjoy the weekend.
Adam Schefter, our NFL ESPN insider, presented by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.